And good morning. It's 6:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. A transmission water main break in downtown Springfield Thursday afternoon at 5th and Monroe Streets resulted in flooding both in the streets and in nearby buildings. According to City Water, Light, and Power, crews closed the valves, resulting in a brief loss of water service to those in the area. Power was also turned off. CWLP reports Monroe Street between 4th and 5th will be closed until further notice. There was road damage reported. Some nearby businesses were also forced to close. The city says customers should contact businesses to confirm if they're open. The Illinois Department of Corrections has announced it's closing two work camps. Those held at the Clayton Work Camp in Adams County are being sent to the Western Illinois Correctional Center in Mount Sterling. Employees are also being shifted to the prison as well. The Greene County Camp is also officially being closed, although that's not been operating for the last few years. The department cited rising operating costs and significant infrastructure needs as reasons for the decision. Two impact programs in the state are also ending. Republican lawmakers say the administration is neglecting their areas and say they plan to challenge the closures. The department says it will work with other agencies to consider future uses for the sites. Illinois' Attorney General is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over federal family planning dollars. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The funds support pregnancy counseling, infertility services, and cancer screenings, among other things. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department is requiring states to implement a sweeping list of conditions in order to qualify for the money over the next 5 years. This includes eliminating DEI practices, promoting natural family planning over contraception use, and counseling patients toward marriage and parenthood. Illinois is among 23 states suing the HHS. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the Trump administration is politicizing programs that help women, quote, make informed decisions about their own bodies. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The cause of an explosion near Bloomington this week that leveled a home and sent 8 people to the hospital remains uncertain. A natural gas leak has been ruled out, according to utility crews. That incident happened late Tuesday. 2 neighboring homes were damaged, and an investigation is continuing. 3 of those injured are listed in critical condition. As we take a look at our weather for today, right now we're at 59 degrees. And for today, looking at a high around 85, should stay sunny. We're also expected to be dry through the weekend with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 93 for Sunday. Temperatures starting to warm up, though, as we get into next week. We'll be looking at temperatures in the upper 90s, possibly approaching 100 by Tuesday. This is NPR Illinois. It's now 6:07.